Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lorraine 333. Thank you for once again returning to this channel to see what the Lord has been showing me. I'm sorry that I have been gone for several weeks now. My journey was only supposed to be for a week, and here we are 3 weeks later, and I'm still not back home. However, I do want to get this warning that I received from the Lord on the 6th of April out to you. So let me get started. It's fairly short, so please hang in there. In this dream, I was a spectator. It was a flash dream where I saw the former president, JFK, and his wife. They were sitting in the front row of some sort of outdoor ceremony in some type of prestigious setting, I would say. It was kind of like they were sitting outside on the White House lawn. And that was the flash vision. And when I woke up, though, I heard this word. I heard assassination. Assassination. Now, many times in prophetic dreams and warnings that the Lord gives me, he uses past occurrences and signs to point to something coming in the future. Now, for those of you who already know the Word of God, you know that no matter what your political preference, I guess I would say, is, we are still urged to pray for our leaders, both local and for the president and those who are surrounding him. Even if we do not agree with them or their policies or whatever, that doesn't matter. It actually says we are urged, we are exhorted. In 1 Timothy 2:1-4, it says, therefore I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, and intercessions, and by giving thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of our Lord and Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. And that's 1 Timothy 2:1-4. So we are urged to be pray for those who are an authority over the countries that we live in. Now, this is why the Lord asks us to be praying, because when we do, there will be peace. There will be peace. But the less people pray, the less peace, this is how I understand it, will be there. The Lord wants our land to have peace so that the Word of God can go forth unhindered. So this is the reason why he tells us to be praying for our leaders, at least one of the reasons. Now, there is still a little time left right now in America, I believe, to have the privilege to share the gospel and to share the Lord Jesus with others without much persecution, though we are seeing a little bit of it ramping up here in this country. Of course, there's great persecution in different other countries around the world right now. But here in America, we're actually seeing some revivals popping up around the country with people who are professing Jesus and who are getting baptized without facing any prosecution or persecution. However, we are also seeing in this country darkness invading this land at an astonishing rate, trying to snuff out the light of Christ in our society. This is why I believe the Lord continues to call us to pray and do spiritual battle in order for us to push back this darkness. Right now, I believe that what is happening in many cities, I find it quite painful to see what's happening in the United States, that other religions are now that are hostile to the Lord Jesus Christ are coming and taking over aggressively. We need to repent. We need to humble ourselves and seek the Lord and cry out and beseech him for help and mercy right now, brothers and sisters, because things are changing very quickly. Now, there was a prophecy that the Lord gave me. I don't know. It was like a year or two ago, maybe 2 years ago. It was about great persecution coming. The Lord has been showing me this for years, that if his people don't pray, we will be seeing that persecution coming. There's one specific prophecy he gave me. It's called Persecution is Coming Like a Freight Train. I'm not going to read that to you. However, I do have that link in my blog, and that link to the blog, Substack blog, is down below. Please go ahead and read it. The Lord led me back to that prophecy as I was writing this blog and preparing for this video. This came back to my mind, so please go. I want to share it with you once again. If you haven't already seen it, go check it out. So, brothers and sisters, I just want to say that this was a warning from the Lord to be praying for our leaders, praying that they would repent, that they would humble themselves before the Lord, and pray for their protection from the evil one. Let us not give up. Let us not back down. Let us not be complacent in our spiritual duties right now, because the darkness is hovering over us. But greater is the light of Christ. We have to let the light of Christ shine to snuff out that darkness. So pray according to the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit.